Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I will give you all the teams, the number of national games that they have. Very interesting to kind of surmise all this. So we'll talk about that. Some key games also, I'll mention those. And the Knicks, I'll give you a full schedule breakdown. I think it's a very favorable schedule for them. So we'll talk about all of that. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, I gave you the episode where we talked about the opening week. We talked about the Christmas games. We talked about MLK Day, all the games there. We talked about the Emirates NBA Cup, how that schedule's shaking out. We talked about that, All-Star Weekend, and when the season ends, and international games as well. But this episode, I want to take time to talk about the national games. I have the full breakdown of every single team. I'm not going to go through every single team. Maybe I'll do it briefly, but it's a few things that caught my eye, so we'll talk about that. Some games also that we need to pay attention to. And then the Knicks, I want to break down their full schedule. I'll probably do that after we talk about the teams in general. So with all of that said, let's get into it. So, guys, as you know, the schedule came out. So we know all the special games as far as I didn't really talk about the rivalry week. Maybe I'll squeeze that in also. But, yeah, so now I did a full breakdown of all the national games, guys. All the games that each team has. And it looks quite interesting, to be honest with you. So I'll be breaking that down shortly. In fact, we'll be doing that now. So, with all of that said, let's do it, guys. So, I'll start with the teams with the lowest amount of national games. I'll start there, and then we'll take it from there. So, you have the team with the lowest, the Brooklyn Nets, guys. They have one national game, and that'll be on ESPN. I believe they're playing the Chicago Bulls, if I'm not mistaken. So one game on national television for the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, they're expecting them not to do well. I don't see a scenario where I think they'll be competitive because the coach over there, Jordy Fernandez, he does have them playing competitive basketball. So it's just that they don't have the horses, guys, plain and simple. So I think they'll be competitive again, even with all the young talent. I think they could be, but in the end, I don't think the wins will be there. So I'm predicting, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good season for them. But nonetheless, only one game. Then you have four teams tied for two games. And you know what all of them have in common, guys, as I look over this? Every single one of the teams here has a game on Peacock. So if you don't have Peacock streaming service, that means it's only one game you're going to see of these teams. So very interesting, guys. So the teams are the Toronto Raptors, a game on Prime and a game on Peacock. The Washington Wizards, they'll have a game on Prime, a game on Peacock. The New Orleans Pelicans. Now, I was kind of surprised by that because, you know, now they have dedicated this team to Zion Williamson there in hopes that he can be healthy for a good chunk of the season. I don't know where I fall in all of that as far as my opinion. I think it's a noble gesture to kind of say, look, we're making you the captain. We're doing all these things to kind of pump you up, but will we get the games out of you? That's the question. So, but only two games for them. Again, surprising, but they did make some moves where they got rid of a guy like CJ McCollum. So you have that. So you're not sure what this team is going to look like. You got rid of Brandon Ingram at the trade deadline last season. So not sure you're going to have the horses there. So I guess that's the assumption here. But New Orleans Pelicans with just the two games. Utah Jazz, one game on NBC Peacock, so it'll be on both NBC and the streaming app, which is Peacock, and then on Peacock exclusively. So again, basically one game. So that's your four teams with two games. Teams with three games, the Chicago Bulls and the Charlotte Hornets. Both teams, not much is expected from them. Even with Billy Donovan getting that extension over there, I don't think much is happening over there. I could be wrong, but I don't see it. And then Charlotte, you know, that's a young team over there. And everything hinges on LaMelo Ball being healthy as always. So only three games for them on national TV, guys. And for them, Chicago, one on Prime, one on Peacock, and one on ESPN. So in essence, and the one game on ESPN, I said, that'll be against the Brooklyn Nets. And then the same formula for Charlotte. One on Prime, one on Peacock, one on ESPN. And then you have the Miami Heat, who, oh, by the way, trimmed some of their salary by dealing Hayward Highsmith to the Brooklyn Nets. It was basically a salary dumps. They wanted to get below the apron, you know, all that salary cap stuff. So they shipped him over there. But Miami, five games on national TV, guys. Two on Prime, one on NBC, and also Peacock, the showing it on both. One exclusively on Peacock and one on ESPN. So there you go with that. And so they have the five games. And then next up is Portland, who has eight games on national television. One on Prime, six on NBC, surprising enough, along with the streaming app. And then one exclusively on Peacock. So Portland, a young team. You won't have Dame Lillard next season. So I think that's why your number is low. I think the following season, you'll see them probably in the double digits as far as national games go. But this season, only the eight. So, and then from there, you have three teams tied with nine games, and that is the Indiana Pacers, who would have had more than that, guys, if you had a Tyrese Haliburton in there, but he's going to miss the season, so there's that. Phoenix Suns, who would have had a higher number of games if they didn't trade Kevin Durant, so there you go there. And then the Sacramento Kings. It's the Sacramento Kings, so what can you do? So all three of those teams with 9 games. So there you have that. So those are your single-digit national games for teams, basically. There you go with that. So now I want to turn my attention to the higher end. So you have 3 teams tied for first place with 34 nationally televised games. And again, guys, I don't know if I said it. No, I didn't. The breakdown is simply Amazon Prime, NBC/Peacock, where they're showing it on NBC and also on Peacock simultaneously. And then exclusively, you'll have games on Peacock. And then you have ESPN and then also ABC, with Christmas being the exception where it's being shown on both ESPN and ABC. So there you have it. That's all the networks, guys. And again, from what I'm told, as far as inside the NBA, you know, everybody was worried about inside the NBA, but they're not going to do anything really until Christmas, from what I heard. So I'll speak more about that once we get closer to the season. But so that's how that's shaking out. But back to the teams on the high end. 34 games. 3 teams are tied for that. The defending champs, the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Los Angeles Lakers, of course, they're always up there in terms of games shown. And the Golden State Warriors. So you have 3 teams there with 34 games being shown on national television. And the games of importance, of course, the season opener for the Oklahoma City Thunder. That'll be a game of importance, obviously. The rings and the banner ceremony. And then also, guys, for the Lakers, on November 28th is when Anthony Davis will head back to Crypto.com Arena, where he played with the Lakers, guys. So he'll be back for that game there. Last season, he wasn't able to play in those games in L.A. because of his injury. So this will be his first game as a Dallas Maverick. And that'll be on November 28th. And that game will be on Amazon Prime. So circle your calendar for that. So those are the games of interest there. And then also, too, did I put the Jimmy Butler? Yes. And then for Golden State, Jimmy Butler going back to Miami to play back in a place where he spent much time there, November 19th, guys. And that game's going to be shown on ESPN. So Jimmy Butler back in South Beach, November 19th, ESPN. So circle your calendar for that. So that's the teams with the most national games. Coming in second place, much to my surprise, guys, the New York Knicks with 33 games that are going to be shown nationally. I'll give you the breakdown when I talk about the Knicks. But 33, wow. I was actually surprised that they would be the next team up with the most games. But big things are expected from the Knicks, so I shouldn't be too surprised. So, but 33, that's a big number. So, 33 for the Knicks. The Minnesota Timberwolves with 31, of course. The marquee name, Anthony Edwards, of course. So, and, you know, the Stephen A's of the world calling him a superstar. So you have that. So 31 games for the Timberwolves. Next up, the Houston Rockets, who, of course, now have Kevin Durant in the fold. 28 games. That'll be shown nationally, guys. So, of course, having a KD means that all eyeballs are going to be on you. So, there you have that. And the games of interest for the Knicks, not too many, to be honest with you. But again, I'll talk about the Knicks later. Minnesota, as far as Minnesota goes, they will have that those first games there, first against the Lakers, and then a few nights later they face off against the Nuggets. Lakers on the road and then Nuggets at home. So, and that's opening week. So there you go there. And then for Houston, I talked about them going to OKC on opening night. So that's a game of big time interest. And of course, Kevin Durant going back to Phoenix to play. That'll be November 24th. And that's on Peacock, guys. So you got to have Peacock in order to see that game. So there you have that. And then after Houston, the Denver Nuggets with 26 games. Of course, you have the Joker there. So definitely that's of interest. And the Denver Nuggets, as far as they go, Michael Porter Jr., who's now with the Brooklyn Nets, he returns to Denver on January 29th in a untelevised national game. So you'll have to see that game locally, guys, whether it be through the Nets or through Denver. So there you have that. So that's the only real game of consequence other than the ones I mentioned where they face Minnesota. And also, I believe they face the Golden State Warriors. Actually, both games on the road opening week, so for the Denver Nuggets. And then the Boston Celtics with 25 national games, guys. I'm a bit surprised by that. And then again, I thought about it. I said, you know what? Boston Celtics, one of those, the foundational franchises there. So 25 games is not out of the realm of possibility. I think they'll still be a competitive team even without Jason Tatum. I think now is the time for a guy like Jaylen Brown to shine. And then also you still having the fold of Derek White there. You'll probably see Peyton Pritchard stepping up here as well. So there's still some pieces there, guys. And Joe Mazzulla, he's not going to roll over and play dead. He's going to have these guys out there competing. So 25 games for them. And then, of course, obviously, the two games of consequence there. Kristaps Porzingis coming back to Boston. That'll be January 28th as a Atlanta Hawk, not a nationally televised game. And then Drew Holiday, who's now playing for the Portland Trail Blazers, he goes back to Boston January 26th, and that'll be on Peacock, guys. So those are the two games that kind of stand out. Still don't know what's going on with Al Horford. So we'll see if he comes back or not. We'll see. But those two guys going back there, mind you, as NBA champions because they won the championship two seasons ago. So there you have that. So the next team with 24 games is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I thought this was kind of a bit of disrespect, guys. Think about it. The Cleveland Cavaliers was the top team in that Eastern Conference. Mind you, they will be missing Darius Garland the beginning of the season. He's going to be out. He's going to miss some time. But even still, for them to get less games, one less game than the Boston Celtics, who will be without their marquee player in Jason Tatum, I thought that was a shocker, guys, to me. That really was. But that's what it is for Cleveland. And the games of consequence, obviously, the Knicks games, they have them opening night on a Wednesday at Madison Square Garden. And then on Christmas Day, they'll be at Madison Square Garden. Two nationally televised games. both on ESPN. Yes, both on ESPN, guys. So there you have that. But, again, only 24 games for Cleveland. Wow. So let us move on, guys. The Dallas Mavericks. Now, they'll have 23 games, which I'm kind of surprised they're not up there as far as games goes. But I think the caveat is with Kyrie missing more likely than not all of 2025. He'll be back in 2026 at some point. So maybe that's the reason. And then also Cooper Flagg. So you probably want to show the kid, as far as that goes, show him playing nationally. So 23 games, I mean, that's okay. That's fine. Especially for that team. So I can't kill you too bad, but I was kind of surprised it was just the 23. So there you go. The LA Clippers with 21 games. Now, this is also a surprise because you still have James Harden. You still have Kawhi. You added all these pieces, Bradley Beal, Chris Paul. Also, you brought in a John Collins via trade. You also signed a Brook Lopez. So 21 is a bit of a low number, considering all the moves they made, but yeah. Well, you know they weren't going to get as many as the Lakers. Forget about that. But 21's okay. That puts you around the middle of the pack. But I figured with all the moves, they would get more, but that wasn't the case, guys. So there you have it with that. I believe the next team is the San Antonio Spurs with 19 games. Of course, you have Wembanyama there, so you're going to get some nationally televised games, but you're not sure what the San Antonio Spurs are going to look like. So there you have that. Other surprises, guys. Well, it shouldn't be a surprise. Milwaukee Bucks with only 17 games. Now, that would have been more if you had a Dame Lillard. But, of course, you cut him. So, in order to make space for Miles Turner. So there you have that. And speaking of Miles Turner, he will make his return back to Indiana pretty early, guys. November 3rd. So, November 3rd, he'll be back in Indiana playing there. Not nationally televised, so again, you'll have to go with your local providers there. So there you have that. And then after them, you have the Detroit Pistons, of course, an up-and-coming team with 16 nationally televised games. That's good. Orlando, the Orlando Magic, I think they're going to be a top 16 next season. Only 14 games, guys. So, I think they've been robbed. I think they're going to be a top-tier team, definitely a top 16. I don't see them. There's no way, unless injuries beset them, that they finish it as a play-in team. I highly doubt that. So I think that's low for them. The Atlanta Hawks, I think this is low, 13 games, because they added Kristaps Porzingis. They also added Nickeil Alexander-Walker. So you made some moves there, guys. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But only 13 games for them. So there you go. And also Philadelphia 76ers tied with Orlando, 14 games. So I think the schedule makers said, we don't know what the deal with Joel Embiid is going to be. So we're kind of hedging our bets here. 14 is low. 14 is low, given the talent that they have, whether it be Embiid, Paul George, a Tyrese Maxey. I think this is very low for the Sixers. I understand. I get it. You know, they didn't finish with the greatest of records last season, but that was because of injuries, guys. So I think 14 is very low for them. So there you have that. So, yeah, other than that, I think we covered just about everything in that regard. All right. And then we talked about the games. Oh, speaking of players returning back, only two more to talk about. Brook Lopez returning back to Milwaukee. He's a Los Angeles Clipper now. And he goes back way late in the season, guys. March 29th. So about a couple of weeks before the season end, he goes back to Milwaukee to play. And Bradley Beal, I think it'll be interesting. Very interesting when he goes back to Phoenix. I love to see the kind of welcome he gets. I don't think it'll be favorable by any stretch of the imagination, guys. So that'll happen November 6th. By the way, the Lopez game and the Beal game, not nationally televised. So your local provider will give you what you want there. So there you have it. All right, guys. So that is national games as far as all your teams go. Rivalry week. It goes from January 20th to January 24th. And on the 20th, you'll get a Texas rivalry, the San Antonio Spurs. They're going to Houston to face the Rockets. And then that'll be followed by the Lakers playing the Nuggets. And you know that's always a marquee matchup. LeBron, Luka versus the Joker and all those guys there. So that's on the 20th. The 23rd, guys, the Dallas Mavericks will host the Los Angeles Lakers. So he'll be going back to Dallas to face his old team on the 23rd. And then on the 24th, that Saturday, you're going to have a triple header, guys. The Knicks going to Philadelphia to face the 76ers. That's on ABC, guys. In fact, that's the only ABC game that the Philadelphia 76ers will have that game against the Knicks. The Golden State Warriors will be at the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that's a bit of a rivalry there. Steph going up against Ant-Man and his squad. And then the Lakers going back he's not going back there twice. Unbelievable. Yeah, so hang on 1 second, guys. Get clarity on this here game. Yeah, Lakers go back to the Mavericks on the 24th. So what's happening on the 23rd? Oh, they're going to the Clippers. Okay, all right. So they're going to the Clippers first, and then they'll play the Lakers. Okay. So, yeah, I got to get that right. So there you have it. All right, guys, let's talk about the Knicks schedule right quick. Knicks, like I said, very favorable schedule, guys. We talked about the national games, 33 of those. They have 14 back-to-backs, guys. 14. But they're not the team with the highest. That will be five teams that have 16 back-to-back games. Those teams are the Washington Wizards, the Charlotte Hornets, the Phoenix Suns, the Denver Nuggets, surprisingly, and the Philadelphia 76ers. Ouch. Now, to give the Sixers 16 back-to-back games, it's kind of egregious if you want to be honest. This is a team that last year was riddled by injuries, guys. And you know Embiid. Last season, they declared that he can't play back-to-back games. So, you know this season, it'll be the same formula. So, he'll be missing at least 16 games, given that. So, you're already starting the guy out by playing just 66 games. And then remember, a lot of the awards and all that sort of stuff is now hinge on the amount of games you play. I think it should be 60, but that's not to be. They actually have it at 65. So he only has one game to play with as far as that goes. So, hey, it is what it is. So unless we get an absolute surprise in terms of Joel Embiid and his health, it doesn't look like he's playing in those back-to-backs. So he'll be missing at least one of those games. So very surprising that they're among the top teams with back-to-backs. Very surprising. But the Knicks have 14 back-to-backs. And given their deep roster, you know, they should be able to manage. Mike Brown should be able to manage this ball club with those back-to-backs, provided he's not giving them all the minutes that Tom Thibodeau would, but that's a story for another day. Long homestands. They have one that spans from November the 2nd to November the 14th. Six games within that span where they play Washington. All these teams will be at the Garden. Washington, Minnesota, Brooklyn, a back-to-back with the Memphis Grizzlies and the Orlando Magic. And then Miami closes out the homestand. So, very favorable homestand, if you ask me. I think your troubled teams would be Minnesota and Orlando within that mix. So, there you go. So, they should at the very least, win four out of those six games on paper. Road trips. You have five game road trips, two of those. And oddly enough, it comes right after the homestand from November 17th to November 26th, where they're on the road playing Miami, Dallas, Orlando, Brooklyn, and the Charlotte Hornets. So very winnable games, guys. Very winnable games. So looks pretty good for them, that road trip. And then, of course, they have the one in March, usually because the Garden has the Big East tournament there. So they go on the road March 6th through the 13th. And this will be a West Coast trip where they'll play at Denver, a back-to-back with the Lakers and the Clippers, guys, at Utah, and then at Indiana. So, again, very winnable games here, guys. The back-to-back LA game will be tricky. Will be a tricky game, so we'll see what happens there. And then they have a four-game road trip, only one, from January 9th to the 15th. And this is a West Coast trip at Phoenix, at Portland, at Sacramento, and at Golden State. The Sacramento and Golden State is a back-to-back. So, again, winnable games. If you look at this team on paper, very winnable games, guys. So, I'm going to say this. I see no reason whatsoever for the Knicks not to get at least 56 wins with this schedule here. This is a very favorable schedule, guys. This is one of the best schedules I've seen for the Knicks in years. Years, guys. So, 56 wins with this team is not out of the realm of possibility. I think they could get it. Could they get even more than that? Sure. If everything falls the way it falls, you know, health permitting, of course, you have to throw that caveat in. But I'd be stunned if they won less than 56 games with this roster and what Mike Brown can do with this roster. So we'll see what happens. But happy for my Knicks. And also, one thing before we go, but very favorable schedule for the Knicks. I'm happy about it. One other thing before we close. The LA Lakers, Pat Riley will get his statue put up February 22nd. So about a week after the All-Star game, Pat Riley gets his statue put up. It'll be while they're playing the Boston Celtics, which I'm surprised about because I thought it would be a game against the Miami Heat, but they play Miami in November 2nd, so I guess it's not happening there. So here you have that. But Pat Riley gets his statue February 22nd, so circle that on your calendar, guys. And coach, well, in ownership news, the sale for the Boston Celtics went through. Bill Chisholm, he now has the he's the major owner there. $6.1 billion that he dropped down to own the Celtics. So there you have that. And then Portland, not going anywhere, guys. Tom Dundon, he's also the owner of the Carolina Hurricane, the hockey team. He plopped down over $4 billion for the Portland Trail Blazers. He's not relocating them, guys. He's keeping them in Portland. So good news for the Portland faithful out there. So there you have that. All right, guys, thank you for listening. As always, All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you find my clips, my full episodes. Also, guys, donate. I keep it in the scroll, guys. Buy me a coffee, PayPal, Spotify, donate, all buttons on my website. I have a page for that, guys, so go check that out. Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Give to the show, guys. Help your boy out. I got a trip for next month, special trip. So I'll be talking about that as it gets closer. But help your boy out. Giving you this good content, help your boy. That's all I'm saying. Also, guys, podcast platforms. I'm on all of them, guys. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, the whole works. YouTube, my YouTube channel as well, guys. You can hit that up. Like the videos wherever you see them, guys. 5-star reviews, all the things. Social media, TikTok while it's still breathing. Instagram, some blue sky, some Facebook, and there you go. Thank you for listening as always, guys, and we'll talk soon. Take care.